library.
It's usually made of brick and mortar, well, sometimes. Big and sometimes small, and you can find one in most any town that has its own local government, and you can actually park out front, walk in, and find books on the shelves. I know this is a strange concept to the click and text generation, the generation that thinks Wikipedia has always been the actual encyclopedia that always prints the truth. Well, Bryan has one named after the late Clara Mount. College Station has one named for former Mayor Larry Ringer. And all I can say is try them, you'll like them. You can sit down in mostly quiet surroundings and read magazines without subscribing or read newspapers from all sorts of different towns. Oh, and books? Yeah, there's books. You can check out after you go through the very easy process of getting a library card. There's DVDs with movies, even audiobooks. Libraries are still one of the very best free things around. Matter of fact, I wrote the script of this Bravo Brazos Valley sitting in the Ringer Library, where, by the way, I met former Mayor Ringer leaving as I was arriving. Now, not just the Bryan and the College Station Library are part of the library system, but also the oldest Carnegie Library in the state of Texas. It's in Bryan, downtown Bryan. Reading this article that I found by Hazel Adams Richardson in 1969, she wrote, Andrew Carnegie was disbursing sums of money to towns throughout the United States for the building of libraries. On July 17, 1902, the Bryan Eagle reported that a letter had been received from the office of Andrew Carnegie instructing the council to elect a board of managers for the Carnegie Library to be composed of 5 men and 4 ladies. Part of the property, known as the City Park, was donated and set apart as the site for the building. On March 19, 1902, the Bryan Daily Eagle reported that the Carnegie Library Board, meeting the day before, planned the exercises of laying of the cornerstone during the first week of April. And on December the 17th, 1903, in the Bryan Eagle, again, there is a long and eloquent article by F.M. Law Jr., member of the Library Board, marking the opening of the library. He wrote, this library just opened, if maintained and managed along wise and broad lines in the years to come, will make a deep impression upon the homes and lives of this generation and future generations. Now, a little bit of the timeline. That was 1903, the Carnegie Library opened. In 1969, yeah, fast forward 63 years, the Bryan Public Library opened. 1979, College Station started giving Bryan money for books. So College Station was going to get involved. And a matter of fact, in 1987, College Station branch opened in the storefront location. You probably remember that's where Brown's Shoe Store is now, right across from the College Station Cemetery. In 1995, a bond was issued and passed to build a College Station public library. 1995, that same year, the Bryan Public Library remodeled after a fire. 3 years later, in 98, College Station Public Library opened at its current location right across the street from A&M Consolidated High School. 1999, there was a restoration of the Carnegie Library, and the Carnegie Library was renamed the Carnegie Center of Brazos Valley History. Now, fast forward to 2010, when the Carnegie Center of Brazos Valley History was renamed the Carnegie History Center. So every once in a while, step away from your browser and be your own browser at one of the local libraries. You'll be amazed. Great place to hang out. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.